John 19. So Pilate had Jesus scourged, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple garment. Then they came to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again to the Jews and said, "Look, I bring him out to you so that you may know that I find no crime in him." Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. Pilate said to him, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and the servants saw him, they cried out, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was more afraid, and he went back into the praetorium and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate said to him, "Why do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power against me unless it was given to you from above. Therefore he that delivered me to you has the greater sin." Upon this Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone that makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Therefore he delivered him to them to be crucified. The crucifixion. So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with two others on either side, one, and Jesus between them. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and there was written, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." The soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also the coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said to each other, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to determine whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my robe they cast lots.'" These things the soldiers did. There, standing by the cross of Jesus, was his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now finished, so that the scripture might be accomplished, said, "I thirst." Nearby was a vessel full of vinegar. They put a sponge full of the vinegar upon a hyssop stick and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The Jews, because it was a preparation day, and so that the body should not remain on the cross upon the Sabbath, for that the day of that Sabbath was a high day, asked of Pilate that their legs be broken so that they might be taken away. Therefore the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and the other that was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they did not break his legs. However, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out of his side. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, "The bone of him shall not be broken." And again another scripture says, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." The burial of Jesus. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked of Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. Therefore he came and took his body away. And there also came Nicodemus, he who came to him at the first by night. But now he brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as it is the custom of the Jews to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb wherein no one had lain. There, because of the Jews' preparation day, they laid Jesus, for the tomb was nearby.